On this episode of Made for This, I sit down with Brendan Wilkinson, a university student on his way to maybe sort of hopefully figuring out what he's made for. Really, it's such a good conversation because he is right in the middle of the journey. He's exactly where so many of us are, and he's so open and vulnerable and honest about his feelings and what he does. Ladies and gentlemen, it is episode 2020. Let's do this. Welcome to the Made for This podcast. My name is Alex Street, and this is the show where we have conversations about discovering and doing what you're made for. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is episode 20. I'm so glad that you jumped in here today to be a part of this conversation and to celebrate this little milestone that this is. I mean, let's face it, you don't do 20 of something by accident. And so, yes, this is a milestone in that regard. This will actually be the last episode posted for a few weeks as I'll be taking a bit of a rest or a Sabbath from creating this thing. But I'm going to talk about that in much more detail after today's conversation. This was actually the first interview that I recorded way back in November, and so we're back to some pretty crappy audio quality, but I was just getting started with this podcast and my friend Brendan came by, so I put a microphone between us and we talked about his journey. Brendan Wilkinson is now 19 years old. He recently completed his first year at university at St. FX in Nova Scotia, and he's still trying to figure out what he's made for. I love this conversation because it's just a couple months into him being at university, and it brings me back to when I was just finishing high school and all those questions of identity and the pressure of knowing what I'm going to do with my life were swirling around. And as much as you may not want to revisit those times, I invite you to listen with an open mind because I think you'll be pushed to make a tough decision today because your gut says so or the circumstances are just right. You will be challenged to get to know yourself better, and you may just be able, at the end of this, to take a deep breath and say, the place I'm at may not be the end goal, but right now, it's okay. And so, let's get into it. Here is Brendan Wilkinson.
Just not as hard as I thought, but it is a whole new experience that kind of challenges you in so many new ways compared to high school and the time before that. But I mean,
what school are you at?
I'm at St. Francis Xavier University.
St. Francis? Is that St. FX?
It is, the one and only.
The coolest name of any university.
That's what they said in the claims.
Really?
No, they said we were the number one party school, though.
Oh.
Just came out yesterday.
Oh, well, that's... Is that because of you? Are you running the parties? Are you leading the parties?
No. You're there.
Is mom and dad listening to this?
I hope not.
Okay, so what are you doing? What's your major?
I'm in development studies or international development. Excited to start. Haven't started yet.
What?
It starts next year.
So at this point you're doing like basic math,
yeah,
and English and
no math, no English, but random course, a little bit of history, a little bit of economics. I'm in the art of listening.
Really? That's a class?
Oh, yeah. You just listen to music.
No.
It is. You listen to music, and we learn how to listen to the art form.
Like, is it so that you can listen to people?
No, music. So we can listen to music better.
It's actually about music.
Yeah.
Did you choose this? Is this a mandatory course?
Non-mandatory, but I did choose it.
So, an elective. You chose... Has it been fulfilling?
Very. Very fulfilling.
Why? Just, this might be completely off track, but I am now fascinated in this class.
It taught me how to close my mind and open my ears. That's
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, very serious.
It's so you like, listen to like all kinds of music in it?
Yeah. And learn how to, like, what are the little pieces of music that we don't really understand. I could tell you all about all
okay.
sorts of things.
Well, okay. So in preparation for international development... Is that actually going to become useful to you?
Not in the slightest.
Come on. Give me some existential thought here. Like, well, you know, as you listen to the land
deeper,
and you listen to the people.
Yeah, everyone hears everyone, but I listen. You know, it really changes.
I'm telling you, that's your life motto now. Could be.
But it's great. I love it so much.
Why?
I get to go to concerts.
Yeah, for the class?
Yeah, 2 concerts. 20% of my mark is writing about if I enjoyed a concert or not.
No.
A that plus? It could be it. They'd allow it.
Okay, so that might be obvious then. But what's the big difference to you then? You said it's not as hard as you expected. What were you expecting?
A bird course.
Not the class specifically.
Oh, I guess as a whole? Thing. Oh, as
yeah,
a whole?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I came into it thinking that it was like high school, that every day is an 8-hour day and then I could probably do some homework after, and it's constant that every week there's a quiz here. And
yeah.
It's all on your own time. It's when you feel like you have to catch up or you need to read ahead that it's your own responsibility to do so. It's not because it's mandatory.
Right.
And so I can decide to take a little bit of time off and worry about and work on something else and then come back to it and get ahead of the game rather than class by class. Here yeah. we're going to learn about the French Revolution, and here we're going to learn about this, and just one at a time. So right. It's kind of, you're more in control. And
18, and control at this point in your life is something that you feel like you enjoy.
Yeah, it's I mean, yes, it can be bad at times, but I think that I'm at a place where I can make some good decisions. And I like having the ability to make those decisions if I need to. Hmm. So I feel like that. I don't know. I feel I like that.
I mean, I'm now 14 years older than you, I guess. And so going back to that mindset is something that I've worked in for years with high school students, obviously seeing that transition from kind of the, yeah, I just, you know, YOLO and do life, whatever. And then, holy crap, I need to think about university. And university means I need to think about career. And that means the next 40 years of my life.
Right.
Was that part of your journey in choosing that school and choosing
totally
what you're doing?
And
what is that
like?
Tell me about that.
I mean, I don't see why anyone would ever decide, hey, I need to go to a tiny school 18 hours away just because, like, it
right.
And for a subpar program, not putting down the school at all, but just like a regular program.
that's a
not
beautiful reference right there.
Not amazing, but okay. It like there's nothing special that was like, oh yeah, I gotta go to this school because it has this, or
yeah, okay,
because I like my dad went here, because I don't know anyone who's ever been there, and I've never been in Nova Scotia before.
So what drew you?
It was not chance. I was looking through everything and going through almost every school in the country, like where is the best for me, where it's supposed to go, and my final 3 choices were one in Ontario, one in BC, and one in Nova Scotia. So my parents thought I was trying to get away from them, but it was like, okay, these are the best 3 programs for me. And then it just seemed like doors were closed for certain areas and just opened, and it just seemed to work for others. So the one in Ontario, I went and looked at it, and it just felt so wrong that it wasn't right for me. So much just didn't work out. And then the one in BC, a friend of mine went to go check out the program for me. He went to go look for himself, and he came back and said this was the worst experience that I've like ever had. I talked to students there and they couldn't do it. They hated it so much. And I'm like, I don't know why I would want to spend my time there, but it's BC and there's mountains and all these things that I wanted. And then
everyone's happy in BC, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it. And so St. FX just kind of worked. I was accepted in November, like really early.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was like, I sent my application in and was accepted a week later, and they're like, yeah, we want you here. And it was just, it felt like just so right, because every single time, like, oh, I'm not sure. It was like, yeah, this is the place for you. And while it does sound like kind of cheesy, it's like, yeah, this is definitely the
place. What was saying this is the place for you? Just like all the the book, like you'd look at a booklet and be happy. You'd hear
literally everything. It was booklets. It was the website. It was all these different things. I'd be driving in the car, and a friend of mine would be like, "Oh, what school are you going to?" I'm like, "I think I'm about going to Santa Fe," and she's just like, "No way, my cousin loves that school." Just like random people, and they'd be like,
"There you go,
my brother-in-law." He went there one time. He just went to look at it. He loved it. Didn't work out, but he loved it. Like, just random things. And it was continuing, like, pointed yes. And I wanted to try something new. I love new experiences and pushing myself. And so, while it wasn't BC, I was coming to the conclusion I want to go to BC for BC, but not for the school and not for my education.
Yeah, okay.
Compared to X, which was...
You don't want to go to Nova Scotia, but you want to go to Santa Fe. Like,
yes, I'd love to go to inland Nova Scotia. The trees are so great there, and I love when they get 40 centimeters of snow every night. It just worked perfectly, and I couldn't say no. I couldn't say no to it. I just felt like this was so right.
So program-wise...
Program-wise, it's...
Why jump into that? What is
a regular program, and... as a whole or there?
Like for you, why were you even starting there? Why were you even starting at these three schools because they have these programs?
There are a bunch. It's international development isn't at every school. There's some.
So that's what I mean. So why international development? How did you get to that to be like, okay, well, this is the pinpoint. This is the target. This is what I'm looking at.
I mean, like every kid, it's like, okay, I want to be a spy. I want to be a firefighter. And right, so that's like young, and then I hit high school and it's like, okay, let's be serious. I think I should definitely be an architect, right? Like, and then I'm like, I can't draw and I don't know art. And then it's like, oh, maybe I should.
You don't need to draw, you just need a ruler. It's all straight lines in architecture, right?
I struggle with that sometimes.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
And so it's like, oh, maybe I should do this, and I'm like, I could spend 2 years on this and be sick of it. But my whole entire life, I've loved the world and traveling, and my parents always, like, we always travel all over, and super blessed with that I could kind of see a bunch of the world. And it was like, if I could do one thing with the rest of my life, if money was no object, it'd be to travel, right? The other thing would be like, I want to help people in some way. And so the idea of, like, missions is in the back of my mind, like, oh, why don't I do this?
Right.
And people would be like, well, I mean, you can't make any money in that, which I still
know. And that's like a typical kind of Christian viewpoint of that is, well, if you like to travel, maybe
you can be a youth pastor, you can go into missions, or you can be a pastor. And that somewhere it ends up being like, there's only three choices.
Yeah.
But it was, and I did go through that for a while, that I'm like, well, I mean, yes, I'd love to go into missions, but that's it, right?
Right.
It's just, who wouldn't love to travel and go to places and help people? Like, I battled with that, like, oh yeah, maybe it's just kind of being selfish. But going through every single kind of gift that I have and seeing how that could help me in this situation, like, I can connect with people instantly, right? That it's not, I don't need to take a really long time to gain people's trust, but I can be there right away and grow with people. I'm like, oh, that could definitely work. Like, gifts and strengths aren't random, right? They're not things that just happen. It's because you have a greater purpose that it's needed to have all these strengths, right? So they're not random gifts that might help me with architecture.
Right.
It's like, they're helping me toward this goal. Now, it may not be missions, but that's the point that I'm aiming at now. And when it veers off, it veers off. But, I mean, we're not there yet.
So you recognize your gifts, looking at your story, you recognize that there's a passion for traveling. There's something that's amazing about just touring the world. And then you start to narrow in on your specific gifts.
Right.
When does that happen? How does that happen? Tell me about discovering those gifts.
It happens different for everyone. When people kind of understand their gifts and who they really are.
So in your journey, when did that kind of show up?
I mean, I always pride myself that I'm just so mature, but like, yeah, I mean, great.
The fact that you say that tells me you're not.
Yeah, humble too. Grade 10, I was just like, I hit this point where like, all right, yeah, these are the things that I like. I know myself and I don't want to be like anyone else. And from that point on, it was, okay, I'm me. I don't have to waste my time trying to impress other people. I can just go for it, be confident in myself,
right,
and continue to learn about myself through everything I do. That, like, hey, how can I become better? How can I become more in tune with who I am?
Right.
And with God throughout all of that.
So something that you discovered about yourself then was this like concept of
there wasn't a point in my life where I hit a wall and was like, okay, I need to be myself. It just kind of happened naturally that I didn't really want to be other people anymore.
Did you know that in the moment, or is that kind of hindsight?
There wasn't a click,
right? But it was kind of grade 10 year. All of a sudden, things started to.
Yeah, I could see it. For me personally, I think a big thing that when I look back and could see a change was in the way that I carried myself. And I mean, I've always been very interested in style and the way that people dress, right? So looking back, I can see a change of, hey, I was following the trend, and there was a point where I'm just like, I'm going to wear this. I'm going to be my own person and not to impress other people, but because I enjoy wearing a vintage, like, Knights of the Round Table
rugby. Suit of armor.
Yeah, like, it'd be anything. And it was like, doesn't matter. And some people are like, oh, that's a cool shirt. I'm like, oh, thanks. But deep down, it's like,
that's a cool stainless steel outfit you're wearing. Is that chainmail?
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, yeah. 1600s, pretty vintage.
Try to stab me. You'll never get through.
Just did it from the museum.
Yeah. Did you notice that, like, in that stage then, at like, and even, I guess, through high school, so you get to that point, you start to figure out what you are, so then it gets to university time, and you're like, no problem.
Yeah.
For you.
It was and no I think problem. That I was shocked by the amount of people that still had no idea
right.
who they were going into university.
So we're talking 2 years, 2 years after you.
Yeah.
Kind of have that realization, that awakening.
There was so many people that were trying to recreate themselves and trying to figure out who they were.
First week of university, you
said? Yeah. Huh. And it was shocking. Like, coming in and seeing people trying to fit in with, like, the, like, go out every night, just get hammered, just go nuts. And people that had never had a lick of alcohol in their life. And it's like fully changed because they wanted to be someone else.
Right, right.
And I think I saw a main difference. It was me and one other guy. We were the only ones that didn't go out. Because, like, that week, everyone went out to, like, some big rave, and me and him played Ultimate Frisbee.
Right.
With, like, 12 other people on campus. And then I hung out with the RAs, which just sounds like I'm such a loser. But it was like, people felt like, I need to go out or else I'm just going to be a loner all year. And I was...
Or they were going out because they've...
I mean, because that's just who they were.
Yeah, right? Because maybe they, on the other hand, just like that's realized...
They enjoy. And
this is what I am.
Which is I mean, I think either way, it's not absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. It's just, you need to know yourself before you can do a lot of these things. And so many people didn't. And
I think that's crucial. There's something happening there where before you start to figure out what you're and whether you're made to do this international development or missions,
right,
whatever it is for you at this stage, I think there's still a journey ahead. But I think what's significant, especially, is going back to just a few years ago in high school, trying to figure out who you are or being confident in that.
Yeah. And I stress that so much on so many people.
So what if somebody doesn't know who they are?
Take some time. Like, spend time not on yourself, like, making yourself into someone. But just spend time, like, going through all your thoughts, all your opinions before you do other things. I've taken so much time where it's not trying to learn from other people, but trying to learn from myself that I would sit and think of an issue and then think of my answer to it and then be like, okay, well, why do I think this? Am I taking things from my mom? Am I taking things from different people? Like, why is this my opinion? Why is this who I am? And I mean,
and then that helps you understand
just to figure out myself. And I've worked at a bunch of camps and just know a bunch. All my best friends are younger. And so it's like just trying to stress that, hey, why is this how you feel? Figure this out, figure yourself out before you can be in like dating relationships and all sorts of other things that put the focus on other people. Not that that's a bad thing, but like have the focus on you first.
I mean, that's so good. It's good advice. And I think I feel like there's a lot of people that would listen to this and go like, I mean, that's me. I'd love to figure out who I am. I'd love to be that confident, but I can't. I don't know how. I don't know what to do. I don't have the time. I don't have the space. And it's much easier to just, I don't know, fake it, I guess. Yeah, or be something, or just go through.
Blend or try to
be
someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it so hard to explain just because, like, I know I'm not like everyone else. And so...
Not in a conceited...
It's just, I'm different. Everyone's different.
Right.
And I fully see that. And so when like, this topic comes up and I'm trying to explain it, it's so tough. And I get so riled up because, like, someone will come up and be like, well, how do I understand myself? And I always just want to, like, jump up and down and be like, just do it. Just, like, be confident and be yourself and know who you are. And they're like, well, how? And I'm like,
Thanks, Mr. LeBeouf.
I don't know.
Just do it.
That doesn't help anybody. Yeah. But it's hard because everyone is different. Like, at the root of it, you're different. So it's so tough for someone to teach you how to be yourself, right? Someone else to teach you. Other than someone who knows you all the way, God, he knows.
Well, yeah. He does it. And so you hope through prayer, through journaling, all that sort of stuff, that's where that stuff gets revealed. But then it also gets revealed through talking it out, as you say, through asking people and through figuring that out. And I think that ultimately leads you to a place that you, Brendan, are at right now, first year university, you're in a program that you think might be it, might lead you somewhere. To do what you're made to do.
I mean, it's going
to
lead me somewhere. I hope it's one place, but if it's not, it's not.
So what's difficult about this stage right now?
I mean, I want to be confident and be 100% sure in what I'm doing. And for so many, I feel like that's where it becomes almost easier for non-Christians that are, they're like, I'm going to be an accountant, so I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to be an accountant, right? And I find, like, giving everything up is hard, and not exactly knowing, and I might be called, like, I, in international development, might be called to be an accountant, right?
Right.
And so it's kind of all over the place that I don't know what I'm going to do. It's tough, and... I mean, I just have to stick with it and keep just, like, being my best self and moving forward. And if I'm called to be here and called to do this, then I just do it. And the best thing possible for me is going to happen.
So would you say there's something significant? I mean, most of this conversation has been going around who you believe that you're made to be rather than what you're made to do.
Mm.
And maybe that's what has you even sitting here going like, I don't know where I'm going to go, but I know who I am and I know what I'm made to do. Yeah, I think
that's so much more important.
Or I know what I'm made to be. Mm. Maybe there's just that step of confidence that we need to figure out before we start to get worried about what we do in life. We just need to spend some time figuring out who you are.
I think before you figure out your purpose, you figure out yourself.
So where's one place in the world that you want to go? You said your dream is to travel. What's your, just like, the one place? So you went, name three places that you have been that stand out.
South Africa.
Yeah, you were just in South Africa.
Right. Costa Rica.
Okay. Toronto.
Southwest. No.
Southwest.
Southwest of the States is really cool.
Like California.
California, Utah, Arizona.
Yeah, okay.
So place in the world. The Fulton Islands in Norway.
That's where you want to go?
That's the place.
What's there?
Some red trolls? Some red cabins.
Fairies?
Love me. No, nothing. There's mountains. There's ocean. That's where I'm going to retire. Never be seen again.
Norway.
Yeah.
I think you do like Nova Scotia. Yeah. You want to go further northeast.
A little bit farther. I want to go there so bad. Just love it.
Very cool. Well, maybe there's some sort of development or mission opportunity.
Norway's the happiest place on earth, though. So it's very unlikely.
They don't need anything.
No.
They don't need the Red Cross. No. They don't need aid.
They all love life.
Man. Very cool. Well, one of my favorite things about being in youth ministry is when I get to sit across from someone younger than me, sometimes much younger or half my age, and have a conversation, a real conversation, and I learn something. Because I think there's just this air about this sort of pastor or leader relationship that you are the one who's supposed to teach all the time. And so I love this environment where you get to talk, and I feel like I just learned quite a bit. And I mean, that's who you are. So thank you for being here. Thanks for being honest.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on a journey and trying to figure out what you're made to do.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Journeying on.
All right, we'll see you in Norway.
So long.
Well, we have people from all walks of life here on the podcast. So far, we have talked with a screenwriter, a community youth worker, an artist slash healthcare worker, a youth pastor, a 9-year-old dreamer, a midwife, a photographer, a life coach, a chiropractor, and now a university student hoping to change the world. Then, in between those interview episodes, I've taken the opportunity to use my voice and share some thoughts about what I'm learning along the way, and how these conversations have inspired my thinking, and how they have intersected with stories throughout Scripture and the Jesus story. Each of these episodes, to bring you in a little bit, takes about 10 hours to produce, from recording the interview to listening through and editing appropriately, to putting it up on the site with all the copy and design that goes into that. It's a lot of fun, I'm telling you. But this is a whole new element of the creative process that I've never experienced before, and it's tiring, but I'm glad I took a risk to make something. So I'm going to continue to make these, but I'm going to take time of rest. Because here's the thing, I know that we're constantly changing, and to continue to do something just because it's the way it's always been done is a terrible way to go through life. We're part of an ongoing creation of this world, and when we make new things, I believe that we actually live out the image of God within us, who is also constantly creating new things. And I believe that we should set ourselves up to continually make the best new things possible, and to try new things and fail, because that's all part of life too. So I feel like I've done a lot of things with this so far that have succeeded and really gone far beyond my expectations, while I also feel like I've done things that were a mistake and that I can learn from to make this better for you as you continue along this journey with me. After all, this show is for you. See, at some point, I was doing this for me, like just because I wanted to create something new and try this whole new thing. But each time that I've posted an episode, I've realized it's not about me. It becomes completely about you. It's in your hands now. And because of that, I want to give you what you want. So here's something really important. This is where you really need to give back to this. This is the ask. I need to know what you think. So there are three ways that you can let me know what you think. Number one, email me. Send me your thoughts. Send me something you like and something you don't. It's that simple. 2 points, something you like, something you don't. And I promise you, I won't be offended. Don't hold back. You can email me at hello@alexstreet.ca. Hello@alexstreet.ca. Or number two, Facebook. Facebook.com/madeforthispodcast. And just post a comment with your favorite episode and why. It's that simple again. If you've already liked the page, then you're on there. You just click, write your favorite episode, a number, a person, whatever it was, and why it was your favorite. That's it. Let's start a conversation there. So email, Facebook, or number three, on iTunes. Find the podcast on iTunes. Search for Made for This, and you will see me holding a megaphone, Made for This Podcast. Then click review and leave a quick comment, or just click the stars. Click a number of stars that you think it deserves and leave a rating. It is super quick, super simple, and it really helps tremendously. You can email, you can go on Facebook, or you can go on iTunes. All of these will help over the next few weeks develop a better product for you to listen to in the next season. Made for This has come out with a new episode every Wednesday now for 20 weeks. And honestly, I am thrilled for what's still to come. I have some interviews recorded already and some lined up that you're just going to love. But I also know that it's best to take a rest and recharge these creative rhythms. And so we're calling this season one, and we will be back in a few weeks with season two. In the meantime, you can go to alexstreet.ca and join the Made for This mailing list. On there, there's some fresh thoughts that will come into your inbox every few weeks and some updates on what I'm up to, on what I'm writing or speaking or producing. You can go back and listen to some episodes that you haven't heard yet. After all, there are 20 of them. Or probably best of all, I hope that you just use this as a conversation starter with your friends or your not friends. Just ask, what do you think you're made for? Or how did you get into that? Or what do you think I'm made for? And see where the conversation goes. Friends, it has been a great first season, and I thank you for your support so far and for being honest about where you're at in your journey. So now, may you go discover and do what you're made for. That's it for us. Be good, everybody.